Hello, hello. Happy second year anniversary. This is Tatiana Carrera, aka your Tap Out Queen, to my awesome, amazing, dedicated, and faithful P Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, your podcast, our podcast, A Tale of Sex, because I've come to the conclusion that we all have a tale to tell about sex. So what's your tale? Remember, you have an open invitation to appear on our podcast. So let's get it done. We are celebrating our second year anniversary. We launched July 31st, 2018. So come on back because we have a lot to go over and have fun with. Thank you. So my amazing guest is Laura DiCarlo.
So I'm Tatiana Carrera, aka your Tap Out Queen. So this is my podcast, Oralicious, A Tale of Sex. And I've come to the conclusion that we all have an amazing tale to tell about sex. And what's your tale? So to my amazing P Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis, this is your Tap Out Queen. I have an amazing special guest that I can't wait to share with you. And this month, of course, is July month, which is our orgasm month, and July 31st is our National Orgasm Day. So we're going to definitely celebrate that. But today's special episode is called Go for the ! Which was adapted from, are you ready for this? My guest, Laura DiCarlo's Summer O Games that are here. Woohoo! And she openly welcomes your orgasmic participation. We're going to give you more details later on in the show. So please don't forget to visit Laura DiCarlo, LORADICARLO.com. to register for her Summer O Games. I get goosebumps every time I go to your website. I'm like, I will volunteer, fly to Oregon to be your guinea pig. Seriously.
I think we can arrange that. I don't know if you have to hop on a plane, but we can definitely arrange
we got to figure that one out because I turned down an extra speak engagement in Dallas in October. I'm like, I'm not there yet. I'm still quarantining, if that's even such a word, Laura.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Tatiana. I actually got COVID in March because I was actually speaking as a keynote opener for the Women in Tech conference in Stockholm, Sweden, and another conference in London.
No way!
Oh,
my gosh. How are you?
I'm good now. It literally took 37 days, and
wow.
It was terrifying. I actually got quarantined for swine flu when I was in the military, when I was in the Navy. And this
worse?
Is nothing to mess around with. This is way worse as far as I'm concerned. It was very frightening. And now we're finding that some people are actually getting it a second time. So I'm a little nervous.
I know. And you need to be. The only reason why I say that because, okay, I'm a pure feminist sexist, and I truly believe in my core of guts, just like you, was obsessed with finding the key to having amazing orgasms as a woman. I'm very animated and very, okay, so please excuse that. But the fact that these idiots, they don't even know what the hell they're doing. No cure, no, the test is insane, you know, and I ran into a guy in my building, and he walks in the elevator. I was coming from the garage, you know, where I parked my car in my building. He gets in the elevator without a mask. I'm like, dude, what's up? What are you doing? Are you serious? Oh, I've been asymptomatic, and I'm good. I actually save lives. Wait, in New York City, bullshit, and guess what? You need to wear your mask, okay?
No,
he got offended. I'm like,
no.
I'm offended. Are you serious?
No.
You still wear a mask, right?
No. Yeah, of course I do. What kills me, actually, so I was in, and I'm neurotic about this stuff. I actually, I was in healthcare for almost a decade, and
I'm
a little crazy about it. What kills me is the people that wear the mask and they don't cover their nose. I was like, you realize that
what's
that
the purpose?
It's a point.
I can't. Okay. Regardless of that, I know we got to get started, but no, New York is a beyond cycle crate crate. Every woman right now in New York has like the hots for Governor Cuomo. I'm like, he's my man, bitches. I will hurt you. Okay. Stay away from my governor. Okay. No, every woman like wants him. I'm like, but I'll give him the best dick suck you ever had. So don't mess with me. Okay. But he's crazy. He's like, listen, I will find every freaking grill bar that have these openings where they're outside drinking beer and having fun with nothing on their mouth. He goes, I will pull your freaking liquor license, you idiots. Well, he's going to say that. I'm at the 80 part. But it's like, are you serious?
I wish they were that. I mean, our governor, Kate Brown, has been pretty awesome. And, you know, she's getting a lot of chaff for, you know, being as stringent as she is. But I applaud her for what she is trying to do.
Absolutely.
I think it was pretty early on. I drove past where our office is, which is actually a pretty busy space. We're out here in Bend, Oregon, in central Oregon. And I drove past a place that is normally pretty lively. And the day before it had been completely evacuated. And the next day, I mean, there were hordes of people outside and just everywhere, I imagine myself in that kind of same situation, like being that with the people. And I imagine like literally just kind of turning my whole body away, like, don't talk in my face. Don't talk in my face.
The fact that you went, and this is what's so amazing, because you went through it. So you're speaking from one, experience.
Yeah.
Talking about like the whole major thing, like with the body and what it does. And like, even though I live in New York, my family lives up in Harlem and I'm downtown. But when I've been like their go-to person doing the errands. My mom is like in her 80s. And I'm like, Mom, will you stop it? Okay, you sound ridiculous. Your insurance is paid. I'm sorry to sound like this, but Ma, I can't no more. I'm giving up. Like, stop it already.
Yeah.
And she just got to go out. I'm like, okay, I can't. I've given up.
Well, my mother, I love my mother, and we've kind of switched roles in the last decade or so. And so she's being a very obedient parent lately. I'm like, Mom,
very good.
I do not do that. And she's like, I promise, dear.
Good.
And she's funny. But, you know, I worry about myself, and especially like, I can't. And then just
is she still in the same city in your state with you?
No, she's in California. I grew up in and was raised in California, and she's still down there. You'll remember Paradise, California, the little town that burned down that last year. That was our home. So she's south of there now, kind of more towards Sacramento. And so it's been a hell of a couple of years.
I can imagine. Well, girl, I know
very,
you know.
And I'm Sicilian. I am very freaking protective. So I'm just like, Mom.
We're just playing your beautiful olive color, okay? You're really gorgeous. You are. But inside and out, because when I talked to, like, Rachel, when I first I got in touch with you first through, it was with, oh, my God, Melanie Crystal, because I read all these articles, and I'm like, oh, my God, she needs me. I need to, like, be her spokesperson, curse these assholes out. Because, you know, being a New Yorker, girl, listen to me. Okay, they call me the closer because I, like, contract resolution specialist. But I am the mass negotiator. Like, I love intimidating men on the positive side. And because I keep everything positive. Mm-hmm. It's like, you did this to who? Do you know what she just did? Like, this is monumental. So, first of all, Wow. You are considered a game changer, and I know you know this. Okay, it's okay. You could be humble. I'm telling you, you're a game changer. Okay, girl?
Sounds like we're, like right in the same camp. I love it. That makes
then
me so happy.
They
met
with the wrong
like,
person.
but
wait. Oh, but first of all, you have such a beautiful spirit, because since I started this call, I'm consumed with goosebumps. I get goosebumps.
I'm sorry. That means that you have amazing energy and spirit. And the same thing that happened with me and DJ Ingles is like, I'm consumed. I couldn't even get past the interview. So let me get back focused. But anyway, you have so many major fans. DJ Ingles, of course, you love, she loves you. I love you. Melanie Crystal, love her. Love you. Oh my God. Heather from Montgomery, pleaseme.com. We all like bow down to you. Okay. Seriously. Brianna Peters.
Please me. That's awesome.
And Women of Sex Tech, which is where I'm a member. And then you said you just spoke with them. You was at the speaking engagement in Stockholm. Like, girl, you are doing it. You just know this. We love you. We support you. Anything you need, we got your back. And if you ever need a feisty, crazy New Yorker, I have no problem flying out. Seriously.
I fucking love you. You know how much, like, on a regular basis, like, what it is to actually hear that from another femme-facing or person or another, just another human being, is so gratifying and validating, because I'm like, we work our asses off and I'm constantly just questioning, am I doing a good job? I feel like
what?
An imposter.
Oh,
like,
no. Well, you know why? Because we're in a patriarchal society. But listen, and again, and what I loved about, and please understand what I'm saying. What I loved about what happened to you, it had to happen to expose these assholes. And I know, trust me, I do a lot of edits, so I would call it taking this out because men don't do well with attacks.
No.
They really don't. You know.
Oh, they get all, like, upset, and then you're like, oh, sweetheart, your privilege is showing.
God, it's like, this is why women have to rule and, like, dominate the world, because we're not built on ego or pride. We're built on, like, good common sense and realistic reality. You know, how do you never respect the vagina, the vulva, that births your ass? Like, to think that we are not required to have an orgasm, then the God I serve would have never created an orgasm for you or
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't. So anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, I find it amusing because some men really take feminism in such a negative manner. And like, the way that I approach it is, yeah, sometimes I get a little haughty and I'm like, yeah, this is bullshit. Like, this is fucked up. This is the patriarchy at its fucking finest.
Oh, my God. You don't know what you're doing. I can't wait till you appear. You're going to appear in 60 Minutes, by the way. Go ahead. I'll put it in the universe.
Like, the thing that is always on my radar is how can we turn everyone into allies? So my thing is not to, you know, attack the patriarchy, but to help
right.
teach them, help educate
exactly.
them, help them understand that when they are feminists in the way that we define current, modern day, truly equal, feminism, then when you subscribe to that, everybody wins.
Exactly.
So get over yourself.
And I agree. Exactly. And I think it's just reconditioning the mindset, you know, and just like what we're going through with the whole racism thing, and it's like the body, you have to retrain the mindset. Because once you do that and you get to the core of the issue, then you're eradicating it. So my question to you, do you believe that there's still blatant disrespect toward women's sexual pleasure? I know it's crazy, right, me asking you this.
It's so broad.
I'm sorry.
Towards just sexual pleasure in general or towards
women.
Oral pleasure?
No, women. Oh. Women's sexual, right. A blatant disrespect toward women's sexual pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. I think, I'm trying to think if there's an analogy that I use often.
Take your time, girl.
Oh no, I'm trying to think of it. It's where sexuality is concerned. Actually, you know what? Simone de Beauvoir actually said it really well. Representation of the world, like the world itself, is the work of men. They describe it from their own point of view, which they confuse with the absolute truth. And that could never be more true when it comes to femme sexuality. You know, I think we subscribe as a society to the view of androcentrism, which is really just the practice, more conscious or otherwise view of, placing a masculine point of view at the center of one's worldview. And we look at sexuality as like kind of a Madonna horcrux. It's our this inability to maintain sexual arousal when in a committed relationship. It's bullshit, to be honest. It's this inability to look at women as being all like sexual creatures and also productive creatures. You either have to be a prude or you have to be a complete slut. Like there is
right,
no
whore.
Just
right. Exactly.
I am fucking both. I am a productive slutty bitch. So
I love it. Oh my God. This is why the circle of women I just mentioned, why we all love each other, because we're pretty much that. I'm classic, tissy, okay, but I will rock your fucking role in the bedroom, hands down. Yes. And you better come to play because I better have my orgasm because I'm going to guarantee you yours. No, seriously.
this is so great. I like love you the best. what was the, I think there was where oral sex is concerned too.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just there in sex in general. There's such a lack of education, and that's kind of what you know why Laura DeCarlo, why the company almost exists. Yes, we have a product, we have a platform, and we are aiming towards profitability, or we can't survive, obviously. But mm-hmm. we put our social, which is rooted in gender equity, on the same equal platform as profitability because we realize that that education, that message. Is just as, if not more important for us to be able to move the needle ahead in society. And, you know, the way that we look at oral sex, is crazy to me because, you know, women are actually twice as likely to go down on their partners,
yes.
As they are to actually, and also seem less likely to receive pleasure from the act of being gone down on. I don't know if I was saying that right.
No, you are. And perfect.
Yeah, right. And so it indicates that there's another gender gap within oral sex. You know, women are actually performing more oral than men, but they're actually enjoying it less. And the other thing that just kills me is we're obsessed. Society seems to be obsessed with the way my vagina smells. What the fuck? why is this an issue? Why is this an issue? Why does my vagina need to smell like a box of freaking candy? Like that's ridiculous. Like
I know.
And that's, you know, it's completely natural. But we don't talk about how oh dude, your junk smells. Like do you have any powder for that? Like
listen, Sex in the City. It was oh God, it wasn't Samantha. Oh God, oh it was come on, what was the one who was oh God, my mind is in blank. Carrie, oh, Samantha. Was it Samantha? It was Samantha.
Samantha's the one that, the bunny, the rabbit?
Yes. It's the spunky, spunky sperm. The shit was nasty, okay? Remember, no, I don't know how you was probably a zygote, but it was like spunky sperm. The shit is nasty. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But again, getting back to what you were saying about how men are conditioned just to look at the alleged negative aspect of everything about a woman's body, from the smell, from looking at the vagina. It's disgusting. It doesn't even look like you want to even put your mouth on it, and it's like you want to stick your dick inside. So with my Oralicious brand, I come at it at a whole different perspective. Even my book, the first chapter is kissing. So how are you fucking and you're not kissing? Are you serious? I can't have this conversation. No, and it really annoys me, you know, and I tell women, the millennials are the ones that have actually broke the ceiling about the ceiling regarding the whole, now blowjobbing, sucking dick is now a requirement. Well, since it's now a requirement, they got to now suck and eat your pussy so you can come or you're not doing it. No licky, no sticky, period. And I'm dead serious. So I teach them how to suck dick, tap their ass out with an interim, you got to get yours or you're not doing it.
Absolutely. And I think like we've done multiple studies, now that actually really take a data driven approach to like what people are actually saying face, like, oh, are you orgasming? Are you climaxing? How are you climaxing? And that's actually how we end up, designing our product is actually based around actual feedback from real human beings with real vaginas and asking them, what are the things that you like? What are the sensations you like? Also, what is the conversation you're having with your partner? How is the communication? Are you comfortable? Are you cognizant of what's going on in your body. And, you know, do you know where your pleasure points are? You would be really surprised to find, maybe surprised, that 70% of the people that we surveyed this last year and asked them, do you know exactly where your clitoris is? 70% said yes. Only 50% of them said, I know where my G-spot or where my urethral sponge is, where that space is, or how to actually stimulate that. And that was just mind-blowing for me. When I originally gathered all this data in order to start designing our first product, Osei, which is actually stimulates the glands, clitoris on the outside, and where this fabled G-spot, or what I prefer to coin as the urethral sponge, that interior stimulation that basically stimulates the whole body of the clitoris from the outside to the inside, and you end up with this really full body orgasm, which is in utilizing biomimicry, not vibration. So we actually mimic like the motion of a human partner actually making that come hither motion over the anterior wall of the vaginal canal and what it would feel like to have oral over the top of the glands clitoris. But while I was looking for all this data, because it didn't exist, I was pregnant at 8, and I had this crazy orgasm, and I was like, where is this product? How can I get my hands? Oh, shit, it doesn't exist. What do I need? What kind of data do I need in order to design something like this, just because I am curious AF? And I went looking for that data. It didn't exist, not even in any of the medical books that I was using. And so I started asking people, like literally asking them, Kate, could you measure where your clitoris is? And, hey, could you, like, stick your finger in there and tell me exactly where your G-spot is in relation to your vaginal opening? And I can't tell you, like, my – beyond the data that I got, the responses were mind-blowing. First, everybody was super anxious and embarrassed to talk about it, and then they would get really excited because I talk about sex in a really unashamed, unabashed kind of manner and just whatever. It's your – put something in there. It's fun. Trust me. And then secondarily, I actually teach a lot of people how to find those spots and talk them through it and get them comfortable with their own body so that they could give me that data. And then third, obviously, every single person was like, well, what do you want with, what are you doing with this data? And I would tell them, I think there's a product where you can actually create a product that elicits a blended orgasm that feels like a human partner, and every single person just hit the floor, and they're like, where is it? Where can I buy it? And this is like 4 years ago.
So, wow. listen, you have the hottest.
I'm not
but listen, me and my P-Square listeners are like so enamored and thrilled that you are on the show today. And trust me, I'll be getting mine by the end of this month. I'm not playing. But who is Laura DiCarlo? And I want to make sure I do your bio really quick. And just a quick snapshot. Most of the stuff I literally got off your website because you're so well, thorough, informative, and just so fucking amazing. Okay, sorry. So Laura founded the tech company Laura DiCarlo in 2017 and put her obsession with anatomy hard to work. Laura is the inventor of the Osei. That's O-S-E with the apostrophe over the E. You know, there's a better term for that. A first-of-its-kind product that holds 9 patents in micro-robotic technology and was a CES, which is Consumer Electronics Show, 2019 Innovative Award honoree in the robotic and drones product category, and is expanding the OSA product family, which I'm excited, with 2 new micro-robotic hands-free sex toys. Now, please correct me, Laura, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Bocce. Is it Bocce?
Yes. They're all very, it's an Italian naming scheme. So we have 3 products out. Osei, which actually means risque or to dare or daring.
Bocce.
So now that we're talking about oral, Bocce literally means, you know, clitoral kiss.
Wow. Are you serious? I'm getting all these. Okay, cool. And how do you pronounce the other one? Onde?
Onda. It means Onda. Rolling wave. So that's the one that actually mimics that come hither or rolling wave motion.
Oh,
that,
my God.
Stimulation. And what that's doing is it's actually stimulating the urethral sponge and can actually cause, that's the same sensation or same movement. Discovered this on my own because I had quite a few female partners that I tried it out on. I was like, yeah, that works.
I love it.
stimulates the urethral sponge, you can actually create a female supporting orgasm, and that's actually when.
Are you serious?
And I want to destigmatize this a little bit because everybody's always like, if they had a squirting orgasm, they're like, oh my god, I peed. Like, oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. It's not pee. It's not urine.
It's definitely not pee.
Yeah, it comes from the same place. But it is literally where you can completely evacuate your bladder, and it will, when you stimulate that space in the urethral sponge in conjunction with the clitoris, and you engorge the entire clitoris with blood, it will actually put pressure on the urethral sponge and on the urethra, and the Skene gland will dump everything from like fructose to prostate specific antigen into the bladder and dump ejaculate into the bladder, and you will expel that, and that's what a squirting orgasm is. There's almost no urine in that exhalation. There's a trace amount, but it is one of the most intense kind of orgasms that I've ever had. And there's nothing shameful about it at all. In fact, there are, cultures where they believe that female ejaculate is actually a form of ambrosia.
Oh, wow.
So it's you spew food of the gods.
I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You are so awesome. And I know it's so really quick. I know that you partnered with the Oregon State University, College of Engineering that got this beautiful OSE product together for us amazing women. And you know, cause I'm a positive person, but I think that's honestly that you might be kind of like telling me that we don't fucking need your dicks cause you guys would do it right anyway. That was a joke, guys. I'm only joking. Damn, lighten up. See, me and Laura's laughing.
You're just trying to, not a lot, but every now and then I get somebody who's really intimidated and they say, are you just trying to replace men? No.
We're just trying to guarantee ours, right? If anything.
Well, not only that, but for partners, for those with partners who don't really know what they're doing down there, I found that it's actually a really great tool to teach our male partners how to do things the right way, because a lot of the problem that we have is not everybody is sexually woke as we are, and a lot of people with vaginas are a little bit intimidated by their own bodies. So this is a product, it's a tool to kind of explore and experience and educate yourself about your own body, and that's empowering. Mm-hmm. No more.
Does it also kind of like help you, your muscles to get memorialized so it's easier for you to? That's why I started masturbating at like your early age, so I can get used to it. My muscles can get used to it. So does the OSE also, or your products help the memorization of the vagina, like get there so they are having better orgasms with their partners?
I absolutely think so. Because it depends. What I found is using this kind of tech instead of using vibratory products that experience can kind of be desensitizing. When you utilize biomimicry, that biological motion, you don't desensitize the organs as much. So it's not like, oh my God, I can't do that again. It's you learn more about what exactly it is that you like. And when you have that knowledge, it's easier to, you're more empowered, and you can actually turn around and impart that knowledge on a partner and say, hey, I didn't realize this is, you want to put your fingers in, this is exactly how I like it and how my body responds. That actually creates better partners. So this is actually, this should be a whole bunch of bros' best friends, as far as I'm concerned.
That's honestly, I literally see your products that way, you know, and I know you got to get out of here, but one quick thing, what Laura did not mention, but I'm going to freaking mention, is that when Laura DiCarlo won the award at the SEC in 2019, and then the organizers took it away, calling it immoral. People, you have to understand what the fuck happened. It was like they called the White House and said, you would not believe what the fuck just happened, because you better correct it or someone's going to pay. Because it was, I really think it like broke the internet that day, because everybody was like ballistic. And I'm like, honestly, I'm glad it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because it exposed.
I think that it was actually a really good microcosm of how society responds to the idea of
female sexual empowerment.
Exactly.
And it was a great representation of that. And the fact that we were able to address it. And at first, of course, we tried to address it and they didn't do anything. They, like I said, right. like you called it, they called it obscene. They called it immoral. They called it profane. And we were aghast. We think.
And took it away.
They actually banned us from the show. And we were completely aghast because, you know, we view then sexuality as something sacred, not profane. Right. Like, give me a break. So when we decided, you know, we realized, okay, they're definitely not going to give it back to us, then fine, we're going to let the world know what they did. And
absolutely.
When we did that, we had this immense amount of surrounding support. And a few months later, they actually reached out to me and said, hey, can we talk? And we said, yeah, of course. And we realized that they were looking to make amends or for some kind of mea culpa. And we said, look.
They had no choice.
Well, yeah, but I think what we saw was we saw an opportunity to better their show. And we knew that they actually did want to do better. I just don't think they knew exactly what steps to take. So we said, look, you need advisors in this space. You need to have sex tech at your show. Let us help you. So we actually helped them rewrite some of their policies to allow sex tech to be at the show. And they ended up talking, they were like, oh, you know, maybe we'll have sex tech, it'll have its own section. And we're like, no, actually sexuality is health and wellness. So it should be in the health and wellness category among all the other health and wellness tech. So, you know, does two things. One, it doesn't, you know, push sexuality and sex tech off into a corner and further stigmatize it, but it puts it into a space and helps normalize the conversation. You walk past sex tech and you walk past sleep tech and you go, oh, there's sex tech. And, oh, wait, there's sex tech.
I love it. See, it's innovation at its best. And, you know, honestly, I think if it was any other person, it would have never evolved into what you've evolved it into because of your passion, of your obsession, of you knowing the anatomy of a woman's body. And all the amazing work that you put into the OSA, it's a phenomenal piece of artwork, personally. Like, even when I go to your website, I'm like, stop staring at it, idiot. You need to, okay, you get your hands on it and figure out how the fuck it works, you know? No, so, listen, we bow down to you, girl, because you did something phenomenal. Purely innovative and is overdue.
Thank you. I do want to say that I think even though like it took a lot for us to turn around and kind of make that situation what it was, I don't think that we could have done it without the other founders that are in the space. You know, we ended up seeing a really reinvigorated, healthy, inclusive sexual health and wellness space, and we're continuing to push that conversation. But in my opinion, there are a lot of really amazing femme-facing folks in the space that are fighting the same fight. We kind of realized that all ships rise with the tide. And, you know,
I love that.
That's been a sex tech. And they've asked me to be an advisor on their board. And
awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But it's such an amazing group of individuals. And I think Yeah, I could not do that without them, and they are all lending their experiences. And we do what we can to help each other when we can. Not long after that, Lioness, Liz Klinger from Lioness, experienced something similar at a Samsung event, and she called me, and I lent my PR team to her and said, like, let's get this out. Let's talk about
this.
That's
awesome. And I'm always available. Anytime, telethons, phone-a-thons, donations, because I'm a member of Women of Sex Tech. So, you know, and also congrats on, apparently you got two awards at the CES 2020.
Yeah,
four. Congratulations.
We're about to launch Bachu, which I'm really excited about.
Congratulations.
I'm pretty stoked, so I think maybe we should probably get something out for you to test.
Girl, anything. Okay, I will fly out there, but it's okay. Because, listen, and I'll even pay for the shipping because July 31st is my second anniversary, And I'm doing for the podcast, so I'm definitely doing the oral sex bill of rights because that's so important. But also, like, I'd love to feature or even just do a product review. And there's thousands of them on YouTube, so. And even on your website, you know, they definitely are a lot, so I can even do it that way, whatever's convenient, you know. I'll even give you my credit card and get it paid because I definitely would like to try them, any one of them, girl. You know, they just see our iconic, to just look at them, like, what did she do? Where's her mind? It's like, no, seriously, like Einstein, girl.
I have this, like, really awesome line that we're building right now, too, and we realized that those products are, you know, they're a little on the spendy side, but we are actually building out a product line that is more financially accessible as well, because we want to be as inclusive as possible. And, you know, also be about products that are not, you know, some people might find some of these to be a little bit intimidating, so some more kind of entry-level products. And just in the spirit of being wholly inclusive and allowing everybody to have a safe space, we've actually launched what we call our WellFX program. And that's actually...
And congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you. And just if anybody's listening, if you're curious about products or you really don't know what works for you or what you should be looking at, we also offer free product counseling, too. If you're looking at buying a product, you can actually put together a session with one of our product counselors and figure out what does work for you. Because I think one of the biggest pieces to... sexual exploration is the education, and it is finding a safe space to feel comfortable to pick the thing that's right for you, because I think it's intimidating sometimes.
No, it very much so is. So we're going to be wrapping up because I know time is of the essence, but yes. Also I want to just remind my amazing P-Square listeners, please visit lauradicarlo.com, LauraDiCarlo.com. Because she's having an amazing VO exclamation pinning ceremony. Summer O Games are here. And it's like a 30-day pleasure challenge on the calendar. Daily activities that boost your self-confidence, inspire solo partner play, and encouraging your sexiest desires. But what is amazing, well, all are welcome. Orgasm, squirting challenges, sprints, sexy partner pop prompts, masturbation, bucket lists, and more. And there's amazing prizes, and I'll definitely give you guys more detail because I know she got to get out of here. But I want to leave you with a beautiful quote from her. Giving people ownership of their pleasure can lead to gender equality, equity, and empowerment far beyond the bedroom. I get goosebumps when I read that. So any last words, gorgeous?
I think for those that are curious about doing more sexual exploration, or even if you're thinking about starting a business in this space, my one piece of advice would be to be curious and be bold. It's the only way that you're going to get there.
Oh, I have goosebumps again. I can't, girl. I got to just be very, when I talk to you and Gigi, I just got to like just freeze and just let you guys talk. So I can just let my body get consumed with this amazing energy. But also gorgeous. Seriously, Laura, thank you so much for your valuable, precious time. I'm humbly grateful. You're a gem on so many different levels. I thank my energy source for bringing you into this amazing world such as this. But I can't give you all the credit. You got to thank your parents. Okay, mom and the dad, if he's still around, but you are an amazing gem, and I want to say thank you to your amazing team, Rachel, your assistant, and Justice, who did such a great job getting us to talk and arrange this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tatiana. I appreciate it. You literally have been like the bright star of my whole week right now.
Oh, awesome, girl. I'm your cheerleader, so remember that. I have a secret weapon. She will kick your ass.
Thank you so much.
Much love, girl, and be safe and stay healthy.
We will be in touch. I'm going to have, we'll be reaching out hopefully this week to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, gorgeous. Have a good night.
Thank you, babe. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I am so excited to have Laura DiCarlo as my guest. Amazing guest that just shut it down. I'm going to rename this episode Productive Slutty Bitch. I love it. And she is the recipient of many awards, CES Innovative Award 2019, Innovation Awards 2019 for show and support. This is Popular Mechanics Editor's Choice Award, CES 2019. Yes. excitement of that. But I just wanted to just share with you what National Orgasm Day is. I found a really great article from Google, who gives me my weekly Google alerts about oral sex. And I came across this awesome article from Teen Late, it's called Latestly, which is cool. It's by Team Latestly, and it's basically, it's in their home lifestyle section, and I'm quoting all this. It says, National Orgasm Day 2020 History and Significance. Know more about sexual climax and its health benefits. See, it is healthy, people. Yes, so I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from their amazing article. It's called Latestly, Latestly. That's their online publication. And I quote, it is National Orgasm Day. Hoo-hoo, yippee. That means that we are required or should be having orgasms. Okay, every year, July 31st is celebrated as National Orgasm Day, spreading awareness about this absolutely great feeling. Climaxing after sex or masturbation feels amazing. We all know that, but National Orgasm Day legit celebrates the feeling of sexual climax. It also aims at bringing up the issues related to sexual climax so that more and more people discuss the feeling. Celebrated in the United Kingdom, Australia, the U.S., hello, and Canada, National Orgasm Day is a branch of International Female Orgasm Day that is celebrated on August 8th internationally. But, so why is the day celebrated? Question. Again, why is the day celebrated? What does it mean to celebrate Orgasm Day? What are the health benefits of orgasms? Let's discuss. So, National Orgasm Day, History and Significance. And I'm quoting again from Latestly online segment. And I quote, the encourages to destigmatize orgasm and sexual pleasure. Many cultures think of sexual fulfillment as a wrongdoing, which often leads to genital mutilation and other horrible practices. Some even consider orgasm and sexual pleasure fit for punishment. The idea of this day is to discuss this taboo topic with support for local and international communities. There are other days celebrated on July 31st. International Female Orgasm Day is also celebrated in countries and even Global Orgasm Day. However, the latter may have no connection to either International Female Orgasm Day or National Orgasm Day. Orgasm health benefits. And again, I'm reading this from a Latestly amazing online online publication. Orgasms aren't just extremely pleasurable, but also are also accompanied with health benefits. I know that. You know that. My P Square listeners know that. Orgasms releases toxins from the body. Yeah, it does the body good. That's me saying, okay, getting back into the story. Quote, good sex life where you have more orgasm often improve a person's mood, relieve stress, boost immunity, and help form better relationships. Duh. While women may not need to orgasm to get pregnant, but some evidence suggests that orgasms may help boost fertility. It is often said that an orgasm a day keeps the doctor away because the big O is linked with amazing physical and psychological benefits. Orgasms can increase blood flow around the genitals. Women, little penis gets yeah, when it's excited and when our sexual energy is ignited, yeah, we actually do get blood flowing to our little penis as well, if you didn't know that. So, orgasms can increase blood flow around the genital areas and release happy hormones. I should read that again. Orgasms can increase blood flow around the genital areas and release happy hormones. So, go ahead and celebrate the day. Probably the most fun way to celebrate the day will be to have sex, but if you are not with your partner, you can just masturbate either way. Just spend some time exploring your body's sexuality. That was awesome. Thank you for that. I was looking for the author, but I don't see. I want to give them a huge shout out. But latestly.com, which is so cool. And again, humbly grateful for that story. Google, thank you for the alert. I really appreciate that. Okay, so getting back to what it means for me, especially, because remember, this was the day that I indoctrinated the Oral Sex Bill of Rights into existence on July 31st, 2018. So I'm going to read you an excerpt. We, the people of the oral sex community, whose mantra is P square, we have passion for the pussy and passion for the penis, which to perform this natural sexual stimulation with our mouth, tongue, and lips with no inhibitions or notion that oral sex is a disgusting or foul thing. We will display our unadulterated affection, desires, needs, and fulfillment toward our partner sexually and orally. This constitution is to reassure, give peace of mind and acceptance that our choice and free will to perform oral sex will be respected and never compromised or made to feel like a pornographic act. We respect and love our bodies by giving and receiving love, pleasure, joy, by consuming the mouth, lips, and tongue on our partner's body so passionately and freely. We understand the importance of a passionate kiss, the vital proactive element behind foreplay, the desire to touch, taste, feel, hear, and smell our partner's erogenous zones, the P in passion, and the dire need for sexuality, sensuality during oral sex, all definitely leading to an amazing orgasm for sure. Hashtag OFS. We will act accordingly within the privacy of our home, bedrooms, and our places that are not inappropriate or offensive to anyone else. But we will perform fellatio anal cunnilingus on our spouse and our partner because it's our free will and choice. Oral sex may not be for everyone, as it is an outright expression of sexual stimulation that aims to please one partner in a very pleasurable way. If you find this act outright offensive, please use your free will to turn the channel in your dull brain and pray that your spouse and or partner is not enjoying this amazing delight with your partner, neighbor, or foe. We choose to use our mouth, nortingly, tongue and lips to, one, ignite our partner's sexual libido by starting with a gentle, soft, and inviting kiss, two, arouse our partner's many erogenous zones, three, use our partner's body all over as a roadmap exploring the sensitivity regions. Tease, stimulate, tantalize those very sensitive body parts. Five, kiss until you can't kiss anymore. Six, speak our wants and desires during sex, oral sex, and lovemaking. And seven, sustain the peak of sexual gratification by extending foreplay. I want you to pledge right here, right now, to taste and touch with your mouth, lips, and tongue While your eyes see, your nose smell, and your ears hear the joys, wonders, and rewards from the display of unadulterated pleasure from oral sex. You will actively share in your partner's sexual escapades created because your lips, mouth, and tongue did all the hard work of giving pure pleasure. Know the joys that you can give and share with your partner so freely and uninhibited or authentic. Never rush the art of oral sex so both you and your partner can experience the joys, wonders, and rewards that sensually oral sex can bring. So, today, I want you to take the pledge. Swear to yourself and your partner that guaranteed orgasms from mutually beneficial oral sex will be the orgasm that you'll see, taste, touch, and smell, and hear the climactic explosion together and with delight. Will you take this pledge to enact the Oral Sex Bill of Rights? Signing off, Tatiana. So that was the actual full Oral Sex Bill of Rights that you are so privy to check out on my podcast, check out on my website. And again, if you leave an amazing review, subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Podcast Addict, I think that's, or Podcast Chaser, iHeart Radio. There's a few, but if you go to my website, you can definitely find out where I am. Okay. So I'm definitely going to thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, Oralicious, A Tale of Sex, for enjoying my amazing, amazing guest, Laura DiCarlo, who is just phenomenal. And again, please visit her website. It's Laura DiCarlo, LORADICARLO.com. For the month of July, she had an amazing contest and a lot of giveaways. She is breaking the cycle and is now a game changer in the whole robotic sexual stimulations for women. You know, and she received a few awards, but she definitely jump started the summer O games. Go for the challenge O. Yeah, go for the O challenge, excuse me. And I believe now there are going to be amazing winners for this. And again, she has received a few awards for her outstanding innovation. In 2019, she got the Innovation Award from the CES. They first gave it to her, then they took it back. And then, of course, with the whole outcry from all the support, women of sex techs, people like me, people who cared in all spectrums, literally came out in support for her because it was fucking insane. But again, they gave it back to her. And also, you know, just brilliant because, you know, sometimes you get confronted with an issue with whomever. You have to know how to respond. And the way she responded, it was for the betterment of her and the CES, because now they have joined partnership in terms of how to open their minds up to see the benefits that this amazing wellness does for the body. So that was done on her brilliance and bringing them in together to get this done. She got the Innovation Award for Show Stoppers 2019 category winner and Popular Mechanics Editor's Choice Award CES 2019, appeared in Times Magazine Best Innovations 2019, and in 2020 again,
She was an honoree from the CES Innovation Award. So she is definitely doing great things. And also, what's so awesome about Laura is that they've introduced Well Sex Coaching, and it's WELLSX Coaching. It's an online private and satisfaction guaranteed to basically, they're not just about sex toys. They're starting a movement to empower you to own your pleasure. And now they've delighted to offer confidential online sexual wellness coaching to support you in your ongoing journey to do so, which is amazing. Professionally trained coaches can teach you the skills and strategies you need to get more out of your sex life, more sensation, more connection, more pleasure. Ready to have the sex life you want and deserve? Book your session now with Laura DeCarler and her team called Well Sex Coaching. Okay, excellent. And remember, if you want to get started on your journey to more enhanced sexual experiences, explorations leads to discovery. And now that's empowering. And that's coming from Laura and her team. Knowing your body is one thing. Knowing what you want and how to get it, well, that's game changing. Level up your game with our revolutionary toys for women, quote unquote. Okay. And this is another quote I'm reading. Own your pleasure. And that's what our brand is about, owning your pleasure. What to get tips on having a mind-blowing blended orgasm. Maybe it feels like the thrill is gone. Routines are getting when you're trying to stay in shape or change the way you eat. But where pleasure is concerned, routines are meant to be broken and passion rediscovered. Want to get tips on having a mind-blowing blended orgasm? That's the question that Laura DeCarlo and her team leaves you. Okay, so again, I just want to say thank you for your connection, for staying through the duration of my awesome interview with Laura DeCarlo. This is your Tap Out Queen signing off, and I'm looking forward to another year with my P-Square listeners. Much love. Thank you. Oh, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Sorry. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. I'm on every freaking outlet, okay? And I think you guys know that. So let me just tell you where I am. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. I just actually submitted to Amazon Music. We're waiting for them to go live with that one. Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, they're still like deciding, whatever. TuneIn, plus Alexa, Podcast Addict, Podcast Chaser, Denzer, Listen Notes, Overcast, Podcast Castro, Castbox. Hello, people. Your Tap Out Queen is here. Okay, subscribe and leave your candid reviews. And when you leave a review, listen, I'm always giving out stuff, okay? So please subscribe to my podcast, because what did I tell you guys? I've come to the conclusion we all have a tale to tell about sex. So what's your tale? Open invitation. Hit me up on asktati@gmail.com, asktati@gmail.com. Okay, now I'm signing off. Hey, stay healthy and safe. Wear your freaking mask.